Hi, and welcome to the 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, you're in for a real treat today because today's guest is a best-selling author, a former pastor, and now the president of a really important organization called Guidestone Financial Resources, which helps all kinds of ministry people with retirement needs. He's authored, get this, more than 40 books, a family man, and he still preaches all over. And guys, I love this in particular. His latest book, The Nehemiah Code, It's Never Too Late for a New Beginning, as well as his entire Code series, all the sales go directly to Missions Dignity, a ministry to help thousands of retired ministry folks who are living near the poverty level during their declining years. That's near and dear to my heart. So listen to this man's wisdom now and support his work by buying the book. We'll link in the show notes. It's a powerful read, I promise. O.S. Hawkins, thank you for coming on the show.
During my childhood days, we had a vacant lot that became the gathering place for all the neighborhood kids. We had some great ball games on that old vacant lot. In fact, for all of us boys who grew up on the east side of Fort Worth there on Crenshaw Street, it was like Yankee Stadium. It wasn't long ago that I drove through that old neighborhood, and the houses and yards that once were so manicured and pristine are now mostly unkept and in disrepair. In fact, several houses were vacant and even boarded up, but the old vacant lot was still there in all of its glory. In fact, it reminded me of a particular kid that lived on our block, and every time he'd come to play ball with us at that lot, he would have on his high-top canvas black tennis shoes, and they would only be laced up about halfway because in the library of people I've known that are impatient, this kid was way up on the top shelf. And when he'd get a knot in his laces, instead of taking the time to undo them so they could be tied again, he would just simply take his pocket knife out and cut them off, and then have to lace his shoes down lower each time. You know, I thought about that when I thought about Nehemiah and the relationships that are important. Conflict resolution will tear your team apart. It doesn't matter whether it's on an athletic field or in a church or in your business or in your home. Conflict resolution is very important. And too many of us in our own relationships are just like that kid I grew up with. And instead of taking the time to untie the knots of broken relationships and frayed relationships, for some people, it's easier just to cut them off and go on to a new one. And so some people spend their lives doing that, just getting in a relationship that needs to be mended and just cutting it off and forgetting it and moving on to another. But it's never too late for a new beginning, and we should never cut what we can untie. You know, conflict resolution is so important, and Nehemiah and the Nehemiah Code shows us there are four very important steps to resolving conflicts. There's a time to back off. There's a time to stand up. There's a time to give in. And there's a time to reach out. You know, there's a time to back off in relationships before we say something we wish we hadn't. In fact, many of us never back off. We just stand up. We just blurt right into a certain situation or circumstance like a bull in a china closet. There's a time to stand up, though. Some people only back off in broken relationships. There's also a time to give in. You know, I raised two daughters, my wife Susie and I did, in our home, and I always felt it was better to lose a few little battles that really didn't matter and give in on those in order to win a bigger war. And then there's a time to reach out. In fact, this is what our Lord did because each of us were in a broken relationship with God. So Christ came to mend that broken relationship, see him as, first of all, he backed off in Gethsemane's garden, neath those old olive trees, taking in so he could give out on Calvary, praying, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. Next, he stood up, seeing before Caiaphas and Annas and Pontius Pilate. Then he gave in. Nobody pushed him or drug him up the Via Dolorosa. He went willingly as a lamb led to the slaughter. He gave in willingly, laying down his life. And then on the cross, we see him reaching out, arms outstretched, as if to say, whosoever will may come. Never cut what you can untie, because the truth of the matter is, it's never too late for a new beginning.
Thank you so much for that. What a joy to have you on the show. And friends, be sure to check out the Nehemiah Code in the show notes. Remember, the proceeds from the book go to such an important cause. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it tomorrow right here with our fun Friday Five. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Man, I love this community. And did you know that you are the best way to keep it going? It's true. Keep telling people about it. Keep posting shows you love on your social media so others can listen too. We want to encourage more and more people. And you, my friend, make that happen.